B-Pod Studios.
5, 4, 3, 2, it's a Rat Party Podcast.
We were recording that part.
Oh, well, you got to hear my countdown. It's a Rat Party Podcast.
Hey! The gang is back together again. I love it. I was telling Roy on Friday, I go, okay, so it's going to be a little different on Monday when Loren's back. And he's like, how so? I said, well, it's like you and I have had to fill up a lot of airtime. And now it's like me personally, I have to take a step back and, you know, let you guys talk and watch from the outside, you know.
Right.
And slow down, pace yourself.
Pace yourself. I won't get words in. You know, I'll go back to not hearing much of me anymore.
Nicole edits a lot of our best of, and she's always like, Roy never gets a word in. Because Roy takes a big breath, Loren.
You'll hear me. I'll go, and then it never is able
either
to get
Loren
out.
Or I jump in.
But even when we're all in the studio, that happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not like there's a delay issue. It's an always issue.
No, there's a delay.
Yeah, there's a delay on my part. But then our boss is like, you know, he's, at least in my head, I think I'm natural.
Yeah.
I'm going to normal speed.
So anyway, it was good to have you back, and I feel like we didn't miss a beat. And that, the show is what it is now, with Nicole added on, and Manny and Roy and Loren. And we love that. Like, that's when we're at our best. To have you back in the studio one day, though, would be, you know, we're closer, but.
We got a text at 540 because we were talking about on the air how we could get her back in the studio and be socially distant. Text 540 said, I think y'all are the only ones following this so strictly. I work a service job going into people's homes, and they will be all up in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was somewhere the other day, and this guy was not reading a room. Like, he kept getting closer to me, and I don't think he had a mask on now that I think about it. I did. And every time he took a step forward, I would take a step back. And finally, I was like, hey, dude, you're too close.
So I'm curious because Loren must have a mask that's bougie, right? I mean, that's the only – is it a Gucci mask, Gucci? Louis Vuitton?
Nope. I use the disposables.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't –
yeah, I don't know.
Didn't I bring you an MRL mask?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Not only am I a little skeeved out by ones that you reuse over and over again, I feel like I can't flipping breathe in them. I feel like I'm suffocating.
But you can breathe in the medical ones.
Yes.
I heard that, and let me know if there's any truth to this. This is some reports we've gotten from our listeners, that you are actually taking a Sharpie and writing LV on the medical ones. For Louis Vuitton. No? That's not true.
Putting dots all over it to give it a pattern.
Okay. No. You haven't wrote Kate Spade on any of your...
What's Dallas wear?
Kate Spade? What do you think? I'm slumming it? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I love Kate Spade.
Coach, not that poor brand.
What's Dallas wearing? Medical?
Yeah. We all do the medical.
Wow. Okay. I'm surprised at you.
Sterling's work sent him a bunch of medical masks that we've been wearing.
The paper ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Dallas gets them from work, too, so.
Right.
You know, Procter & Gamble, I guess, is making some.
Do they have the Tide logo?
Bounty.
That'd be cool as hell.
I want to feel like I work for NASCAR. Like I'm a walking NASCAR.
Billboard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we did talk about the most iconic fashion statement. And number one was what, Roy?
The short skirt.
The mini skirt.
The mini skirt, yeah. And then we went through the list, and we were like, number two was a little black dress, and we were joking with Nicole, who wasn't out in high school. Like, did you have any of these items in your closet? Yeah. But you did like a whole prom, and like you sent us pictures of you in a dress, and I want to post them so badly.
Nah, you can't. You don't have my permission yet.
Oh, come on, Nicole. They're awesome.
No, I don't care. So I came out my junior year of high school, like the very beginning of my junior year. So I was in the closet for half of my high school and out the other half. But in middle school, you know, like, is when you try and fit in and you see what everyone else is wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And all my friends had the fluffy skirts.
You're not talking about like the schoolgirl Catholic skirt.
No, they're
thing.
Like kind of ruffled.
Yeah, they're like ruffled. But see, like I've always had kind of like this body dysmorphia about me because I've been so much taller than everyone else my entire life. Mm-hmm. So in middle school, I mean, I was 5'7", 5'8". And being that tall and having long legs, like my legs were thicker than other people. So I just didn't like the way
that
certain things would make me look. So right. It's obviously, it's great that I'm gay and I can wear looser shit.
Well, you're gay and you also aren't femme.
Right. Yeah. Yes. That's what I meant. More masculine. But yeah, I mean, I still did. There's homecoming, there's Winterfest, and there's prom. Those are the three.
Oh, he's not happy about that.
I know. There is too
many.
He's
like, you mean to tell me I don't have a shot at her? No, bud. You're not her type. Although she does want to hold you. What a tease.
So, yeah, I'm just looking at these photos, and I'm so amused because in one of them, you're holding hands with a guy, which is hilarious. And
that's my boyfriend.
You're wearing...
What's he doing now?
You have a purse.
He's in the NFL.
By the way, the prime example of our show. You just said while I was talking, what's he doing now?
I can't hear you over the baby. What?
Sorry. I told now you. He to sounds like a junkyard dog.
Roy can't get a word in over me, Lauren, and now the baby.
Yeah, the baby is getting more words, more airtime than me.
I'm just going to flip up the camera and I'm going to nurse him because he's hungry.
Oh, is that what's happening?
We're not even on the camera, okay, that's fine. Do your thing, doggy. Yeah. So wait, what was your question about the purse?
I'm just so amused that you were carrying a purse. And, like, how did you come across the purse? Did you go shopping with mom? Like, what was that like?
That's a really good question. That's so far. I mean, that was 12 to 13 years ago.
Like, but did you just pretend you were that in? And you're like, oh, let's go purse shopping. And
yeah, because, I mean, like, come to think
probably
of it.
With your girlfriends.
The only thing that I had in my purse was, like, a wallet. And, I mean, it's not like I had money. So I don't know what the hell was in there.
Yeah.
Did you make out with him?
With TJ? That's TJ, yeah. That was, yeah, because he's 2 years older than me. It was honestly a great story. But yeah, I mean, when the discussion came to do more, I was like, no, dude, like, if you want to do those things, you can totally go do those things with other people. And he goes, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, no, it's totally cool. Like, if, like, you want that, like,
you're trying to get with chicks,
go ahead and do it. And well,
or
I
just
dude's
wear, or just wear
so
this
dumb
wig.
He can't read a room. He's like, I hit the jackpot with this chick.
100%. So
wig.
So what does he do? He goes off to college and does that. And he came home because he was a huge football star. So he came back and they had this whole celebration for him for one of the home games. And he goes, hey, like, I think I kind of want to start, like, dating one of the girls that I've been doing stuff with. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, we're cool. And I'm like, yeah, dude, we're totally cool. And he's like, all right.
You want to go on a double date?
Yeah, because I want to date her too.
Yeah.
So now he's married to her, actually, has a kid. He plays with Johnny Manziel in the Canadian League right now. Or he did last year.
Yeah, I think Manziel's out.
Yeah, but that was last year. So he's doing that.
When you were pretending to be straight, were you also trying to fool around with chicks?
No,
or was it just like you switched over?
Yeah, it was actually...
Because I was pretending to be straight, and I was trying to fool with dudes, too.
No, like my best friend at the time, it happened like during a sleepover. She had a boyfriend, I had a boyfriend, and we just ended up making out, or like kissing. I don't even know if we made out. And it was so ingrained in my head that was bad that I went and threw up. Like, I threw up.
Oh, my God. You poor thing.
I was so scared. I was, like, shaking nonstop for, like, a week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Week. And that happened while I was dating TJ, like towards the very end, and then we broke up that next week. And then after that, the girl, her name's Annie, she ended up breaking up with her boyfriend. We didn't really like talk about it for a while, but nothing happened for like a couple months, and then we started dating.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And now she's married with kids.
So amused by people's, I don't want to say fake life, but the life that you are forced to live because you feel that that's what society's telling you.
I never had that.
And that emotional thing that goes, and what you do, it's so amusing. It's funny because once you come out and you live your true life, you're like, I'm such an idiot. Like, look at all these things I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what we had to do. That's what we had
and
to
like,
do.
Being, especially in like the lesbian world, like finding your fit is like such a real thing. Like you'll see a lot of lesbians come out and then they don't know what kind of quote unquote lesbian that they are. Like my friend Jackie, when she came out in college and she thought that she had to be like way more masculine. So she, after she came out, just started dressing, you know, baggy pants, baggier shirt,
like
hat, stuff like that. Yeah.
And, baggy, but yeah.
And now a couple years later, she's realized that she can still be masculine in some ways, but doesn't have to dress masculine.
So like your ex.
She feel no.
Your ex never dressed, always dressed real femme.
Well, that's because she's femme.
But like she's also lesbian.
Yes. I'm saying Jackie can still be more dominant in personality, but still have feminine characteristics.
I never fit into the boxes. You know, and like in my gay world, there's like twinks and bears. And
I love it.
It's so different, dude.
Bears.
It's so
like, otters. There's otters.
I guess a twink in gay world would be like a femme in lesbian world, and then
maybe.
And then like a bear would be like a butch.
Maybe, yeah.
That's probably
about
right.
Yeah. But like, you know, I'm a big guy, but I'm not hairy, so I don't quite fit the bear.
You're also country.
Yeah, but why does there have to be like categories?
Well, and that's why I never, you're right, Lorraine. That's why I never subscribed to it. And that's also why
it's stereotyping.
I was wondering, I'm like, if I, that even screwed with me when I was trying to come out. Like, am I even gay? Because what type of gay person am I?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
You would rather blow someone who is a guy then go down on someone who's a girl, you might be gay.
Right, but you then worry about these boxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I'm not a twink.
Right.
I'm not a bear. And then I even know about otter and all the other categories.
I'm going to Google it right now.
But I mean, like, if you really think about it, like, straight people do it too. It's just not as monumental to them because, I mean, you don't, like, Manny will send pictures of him looking like a freaking surfer, shaggy, yep. Weirdo,
yeah, they got
high
their own
person.
Boxes. Yeah. They got their own boxes.
What
and
about me?
I guess I equate it to, like, are you a girly girl or a cowboy for
same
a straight
thing.
Person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just and there's a lot more than just that, you know.
Right.
And to be straight and, like, still be a tomboy, like, that's tough for them, too, because that's a...
Yeah.
Like, they're needing, straight girls think that they have to fit into this girly girl stereotype.
Manny just realized what an otter is.
No, this is menareus.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Bears, bikers, builders, chubbies, clubbers, farmers.
What?
Geeks, leathermen, musclemen.
What's that?
Preppies, punks, skins, tall guys. Transvestite, transsexual, bear, clean cut, daddy, discreet,
daddy,
geek, jock, otter, pause, twink.
I don't know.
Pause?
I don't know.
What's a pause?
I don't know a pause.
A POZ.
So I guess I'm a chubby.
Bear chaser, daddy chaser, college, slim, athletic.
You're just reading off the categories off a porn website.
Yeah, 100%.
Sounds like.
If you say
bears,
amateur in public next, I swear.
Bears are 30-year-old plus with heavier builds, drinks beer, usually hairy.
Yeah.
Cubs
is
late
the,
20s, 30s, younger bears.
Yeah, they're the hairy but smaller ones. Chubbies is the overweight guy. I guess
often less hairy or none.
I guess that's me, but bigger.
I'm not calling you that.
You call me a chubby.
No, I'm not putting you in that box.
I'm a stem.
Because there's chubby chasers. There's a muscle bear. There's chubby chasers who only want nothing but chubby people.
You're a what?
I'm a stem. It's the mix between stud and femme. Because, like, I'm not a stud, because studs are, like, way, you're shorter hair, your baggy clothes. Mm.
You know, there's someone that disagrees with your assessment on that.
Really?
Yeah, they don't think you're that.
Well, I've been told that my entire life, so.
What do they think she is?
Not the blend, just.
What was the two?
Stud.
Stud, invert, and.
Femme. I'm definitely not femme, but I'm not.
Stud. Yeah. I guess they think she's just a stud.
Which, like, if you put me next to, like, a real stud, I look like a little twink.
So there was this woman in the pool yesterday. There was this woman in the pool who was wearing a, like, a sports bra, like a sports top. And she had shaved hair. Clearly, she was probably mad. I don't want to call her butch because she wasn't, because she was kind of like you, where she had like femme, like real femme features and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, Nicole would fit so in with that group. And then I was like, and if she was over there, she would be more femme than that girl over there. Mm. That was going through my head. And then Amanda's like, Steven, the baby. And I had to focus on the baby.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, and then I popped back to reality. But I was thinking about you yesterday in the pool.
The baby.
Hey, real quick, before we get out of here, let me just read you these last two, Roy.
Okay.
Did you know there's a wolf?
No, what's a wolf?
Late 30s to 40s, lean to semi-muscular, usually hairy, often with facial hair.
Okay.
And then a spunk monkey.
What's that?
Frig is a spunk
monkey. Like a pet.
Laid back but easily excited around men, into long bouts of energetic, bouncy, tigerish sex.
What?
And then there's a muscle bear who's like a bear but with muscles, and then there's pups.
Anytime you can say tigerish sex.
Spunk monkey.
I always get freaked out. Well, I shouldn't say the term freaked out, but I guess I'm amused with the people that are at Pride and they're all chained up and they're barking and they have the muzzles on.
Oh, it's one of my favorite. I first started working at PetSmart. I was in college, but I'm walking because, you know, they have the leash aisle and the collars, and I'm walking, and it's probably 5 minutes to close. No one else is in there, so I'm just like going down the aisles looking, and I look to my right, which is where the collar aisle was, and there is somebody who has the prong collar around their neck and is like pulling it to where their face keeps going red. And I just look at her.
He's trying to figure out which one's a good fit.
Because I'm just like staring at her.
Oh,
and she like stares at me and just loosens it. And I just keep walking. I had no room for questions.
Some people, they like,
you know,
that.
I'm just laughing because I can see where somebody would get a strange satisfaction out of that.
Yeah, it's called asphyxiation.
Yeah, it's a thing.
No, it's no. I just mean having someone on a leash, not asphyxiating someone. Jesus.
Well, like Christian, like,
sometimes
wasn't Christian,
you need to round people up. I get it.
Wasn't Christian Grey into that?
Yeah. But he was into a lot of other painful
What was
things.
Her name, though?
Annabella?
Anastasia.
Anna. Yeah, he had Anna tied up and stuff and like left her and went to the store.
Oh, did he do that? I've only seen like the first one.
That would be really funny. I'm going to tie you up. She's like, oh my God, yes. And then I'm going to go run some errands.
And we'll come back and finish this.
Yeah, and then we'll come back and finish this after I'm done changing the oil in my car.
But don't look me in the eye.
Don't look at me in the eye. Oh, was that one of his things too?
I don't know. I think she had to be a sub. What do they call those?
A submissive.
Like you, Loren.
You, one thing Loren's not is
a submissive. Hell no. That's what Amanda will say. Amanda goes, sometimes I just, you know, I want you to take over the role. And I'm like, what?
We say that, and then when you do it, we're like, nah, give us the reins back.
Yes, no kidding. I know, I just wish you could step up. And I'm like, when I do, I get yelled at for doing something stupid. And I'm not just talking about in the bedroom. I mean in life. Like, I'm not, like, we're going away this weekend, and I didn't pick the Airbnb. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to be the one that gets, like, you know, shit for it if it's not
you
nice.
Screw up, yeah.
So, all right, Loren, good to have you back on the Wrap Party, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.